everyone! My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom. And today, I know that your English is going to improve. Today, we get to talk about weddings. Weddings are such a beautiful celebration. And of course, people get married all over the world. However, the way people celebrate this special occasion will differ depending on what country that person lives in. Well, today we are going to take a look at weddings around the world in a lesson titled, Here Comes the Bride. Okay, maybe not the song, just the title is Here Comes the Bride. So first, we're going to talk about the dress.And then, of course, we're going to talk about the food. Two very important topics. Sounds like a great lesson. Well, let's first learn about the dress. Let's go.
Here comes the bride. A look at weddings around the world.Every country has its own traditional ways to celebrate a new marriage. The dress. Unique traditional clothing is a key part of wedding ceremonies in many countries. In most Western nations, brides wear long white dresses. That's because the color white represents purity. Brides in Japan also wear white, and sometimes even paint their faces and bodies white. But in India, brides traditionally wear red, the color of celebration. And brides throughout East Asia often change into several different dresses on their wedding day.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 represent 这个动词。represent 是指代表或象征。例如 ,this bouquet represents my deep apology. 这束花代表我深深的歉意。或者是 the painting represents the style of this artist at a younger age. 这幅画表现出这位艺术家较年轻时候的风格。它的名词是字尾加上 ation 变成 representation。例如 the dove is a symbolic representation of peace, 白鸽是和平的象征。继续我们看的是 purity 这个不可数名词。purity 是指纯洁或贞洁。例如 the photo shows the purity and innocence of little kids, 这张照片表现出小朋友的纯洁与天真。或者是 the Virgin Mary has been a symbol of purity down through the ages, 自古以来圣母玛利亚一直是贞洁的象征。Purity 也指纯净，例如 the water purity is regularly tested. 这个水的纯度是定期检查的。
Hey Gabe, you are dressed very nicely today. It looks like you're going to a wedding.
As a matter of fact, Rebecca, I am going to a wedding. Actually, I'm in a really good friend's wedding. Do I look okay, Rebecca?
Yes, you look pretty good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. The coat looks a little big.
Oh.
But guess what, Gabe? Uh-huh. I think you're ready for this wedding. Actually, are you the best man?
Well, yeah. I am the best man, Rebecca.
Interesting.
I'm really excited about going to my friend's wedding, and I hope I do everything correctly. You know, the best man has a lot of responsibilities.
You know, he definitely does, and we're actually going to be talking more about the best man in just a minute. But you know, Gabe, I'm glad that you are dressed the part, because you are dressed perfectly for our lesson today called Here Comes the Bride.
Here Comes the Bride. So, of course, our lesson is all about the bride, but of course, at a wedding, you see the groom and his groomsmen as well. Well, we're going to learn about the dress.Right now in this first section, which is why I dressed the part.
That's right. And of course, we read, unique traditional clothing is a key part of wedding ceremonies in many countries. Key. I like that word. You know, Gabe, I actually need a key to get into my apartment.
Ah.
It's impossible for me to open the door without the key.
Uh-huh. Rebecca,
yes.
You're right.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you do need a key to help you get into your apartment. But that's not exactly what key is talking about in our lesson today.
Oh.
Right. Here in our lesson, key kind of means main. One of the main parts of the wedding is the clothing, right? So it is a key part of wedding ceremonies.
I see. So I could say, for example, flour is a key part or a key ingredient for baking most cookies.
Exactly. I don't bake cookies, but I'm sure you know what you're talking about, Rebecca. Flour is a key ingredient. You know, speaking of weddings and relationships, you know, communication and honesty is a key part of any relationship. Wouldn't you agree?
Gabe, I totally agree with you. I mean, I've been in some friendships where there is no communication, and then you end up having misunderstandings and disagreements. So yes, communication is a key part in any relationship.
That is so true. So friends, remember that. Remember to communicate and be honest in your relationships. Well, unique traditional clothing is a key part of wedding ceremonies in many countries, and we continue learning about the West. In most Western nations, brides wear long, white dresses. And why is that? What does white mean?
Well, our lesson tells us that's because the color white represents purity. That's actually a very, very good point. I mean, most of the time, the ladies do wear white dresses to indicate that they are pure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, hey, speaking of wedding dresses and weddings in the West, well, I'm going to be the best man at a wedding. Isn't there a word for the group of people that are involved in a wedding? Kind of like the main people, the key people.
Hey, pick me. I think I know.
Rebecca, what is that?
You're thinking of the bridal party, right?
Yes.
So first you have the bride and groom.
Uh-huh.
They're very, very important.
Okay, yes.
Bride and groom.
The bride and groom.
Like in the picture here.
Like in the photo. This is the bride and groom, of course. And, of course, they're the most important people in the wedding. It's all about them, right? However, there's the bridal party.
Right.
And who's in the bridal party?
Okay, let's think. In the bridal party, we have, the bridesmaids. Bridesmaids are a very important part of the bridal party, and of course, those are the ladies that help the bride.
Wait.
And of course, the very most important, yes, Gabe?
Do I know anybody in this picture?
Do you? I don't know. Do you?
Are these bridesmaids? Are you in this picture, Rebecca?
Am I in that picture? No, I'm not in that picture.
Oh,
no.
So these are somebody else's bridesmaids.
Yes, these are someone else's bridesmaids. And of course, you have the bridesmaids, but the most important bridesmaid is the maid of honor, and I was the maid of honor in my sister's wedding.
The maid of honor, of course, is that most important of bridesmaids, and of course, there's the groomsman for the man's side, and the best man, which I will be at a wedding later on today. Well, we've learned a little bit about the dress at Western weddings, and of course, we have something to learn about dresses in other parts of the world, but the guys in the info cloud have something they would like to share with us about the food. Let's join them now.
Let's do it.
One of the biggest differences between Chinese and Western dining is the way food is served.
That's right. Food is served sequentially in the West. That's why a Western meal is made up of courses or multiple dishes that arrive at the table in a particular order. The number of courses depends on how formal or elaborate a meal is.
In its simplest form, a Western meal has three courses: an appetizer, a main course, and a dessert.
In formal dining, a full course dinner can consist of 10, 12 or 16 courses, taking up to 3 or 4 hours to complete.
Now, the dishes in some Chinese meals are also served sequentially, but during a traditional Chinese meal, the dishes are served pretty much all at once. Sometimes two or three dishes arrive simultaneously at the table. So how is it possible to fit all that food on the table?
A lazy Susan makes it all possible.
Who?
Not who can, but what. Lazy Susan is the rotating tray placed at the center of a round table that helps to keep the food moving. Thanks to this round tray, diners can all partake in a communal spirit that comes with a Chinese meal.
中餐跟西餐有许多不同的地方，其中一个很大的差异就是上菜的方式。西餐有不同的 course， 就是一道一道的菜，服务生会依照顺序送上每一道菜，而每一个 course 都有一个名称。第一个 course 叫做 appetizer， 开胃菜，再来就是 main course， 主菜，最后一个 course 是 dessert， 甜点，这就是基本的 three course meal，三道菜的一餐。那有一些正式的西餐有可能会有十个甚至更多的 courses， 而传统的中餐上菜就比较随性，为了让所有的菜都能够同时摆在桌上让所有的宾客享用，就有人发明了 Lazy Susan。 所谓的懒惰的苏珊并不是一个人，而是餐桌转盘。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about weddings around the world. And of course, we just finished talking about the dress. And as a review, most brides in Western countries traditionally wear a white dress. And of course, we have India, brides often wear red. And what about in Eastern Asian countries?That's right, you were paying attention. Oftentimes, the bride will change into several different dresses throughout the ceremony. Well, we have more for you about weddings, so let's continue with our next reading.
Here comes the bride. Brides in Morocco...wear bright colors that vary by region. The bride and her helpers draw patterns on their skin with juice from the henna plant. The food. Many cultures celebrate weddings with feasts that include traditional dishes. In Sweden, this meal can last 3 days. Italian wedding meals often have 12 to 14 courses. One traditional Italian dish is almonds covered in sugar. It represents the mix of sweet and bitter events in life.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 vary 这个动词。Vary 是指变化或改变，注意这边的 A 是长音的 A 念成 vary。 例如 The salaries in this company vary according to individual performance， 这家公司的薪水因个人表现而有所差异。或者是 Sales taxes vary from state to state， 不同州的消费税是有所差异的。它的形容词是 various， V-A-R-I-O-U-S， 意思是多种的或者是各种不同的。例如 ,various charity organizations received this old lady's donations. 许多公益组织收到了这位老太太的捐献。最后我们看的是 feast 这个名词。Feast 是指盛宴或大餐。例如 ,mom always cooks a feast whenever we go home. 每次我们回家妈妈都会煮大餐。或者是 smoked salmon is often served at wedding feasts.喜宴中常常都会有烟熏鲑鱼这道佳肴。Feast 也指飨宴。例如 The musical Cats is a feast for the ears and the eyes. 猫这出音乐剧是耳朵跟眼睛的飨宴。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, we are learning something about Morocco here. Brides in Morocco wear bright colors that vary by region. So I guess that means depending on where you are in Morocco, you will wear different kinds of bright colors at this wedding.
Exactly. And here we read, the bride and her helpers draw patterns on their skin with juice from the henna plant. Now, the bride and her helpers, I wonder if this is referring to the bridesmaids.
Yeah, I think you might be right, Rebecca. Maybe in Morocco they don't call them bridesmaids, but maybe it's the same idea. It's that group of very important women who are close to the bride. They're her helpers, and they might help her doing things like draw designs with the juice from the henna plant.
Right. Well, here is the moment you have been waiting for. We are going to talk about the food. The food. Many cultures celebrate weddings with feasts that include traditional dishes. Now, there's a word in this sentence I really like, and that is to celebrate something with something else. And of course, if you celebrate something, that just means you take part in a very special activity.
So you're celebrating something. Maybe you're celebrating your birthday, you're celebrating your wedding, or you're celebrating your friend's wedding. And you can celebrate with something. So if you're celebrating your birthday, you might celebrate with a birthday cake. Or maybe if you're celebrating the new year, you might celebrate with fireworks.
Exactly. And of course, many couples in the West like to celebrate their anniversary with a dinner out. And of course, an anniversary, that marks the day that they got married.
That's right. So what are the different things and days that you can celebrate? And what can you celebrate with? How can you celebrate? Many cultures celebrate weddings with feasts that include traditional dishes. And we read about Sweden. In Sweden, this meal can last 3 days. That sounds like a nice big feast. And, of course, Italian wedding meals often have 12 to 14 courses.
Oh, 12 to 14 courses?
Yeah.
Hey, Gabe, do you know what time it is?
No.
It's twin time! That's right. We want to take a closer look at this word, courses, with the twins. Let's do it now.
We'll see you shortly.
Courses.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look, Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena.
Today, we are going to take a closer look at the word course. Courses are multiple food dishes that usually come out separately. Here is a sentence from our article. Italian wedding meals often have 12 to 14 courses. So this means about 12 to 14 dishes are served at Italian weddings. In many countries, it's common to go to a restaurant and have a simple four-course meal. A four-course meal usually includes salad, soup, the main meal, and dessert. If the meal consists of 5 to 16 courses, it's most likely a formal dinner due to a special event, like an Italian wedding. Here's one more sentence for you. For my main course, I ordered a steak with garlic potatoes. The main course is generally the most important part of a meal. All this talk about food is making me hungry. Now I will teach you another meaning for the word course. When you take classes on a certain subject, those classes are called courses. Here's an example sentence. She was required to take a course in a foreign language. Many universities require you to take certain courses, depending on what you are studying. That's right. When I was a student, I majored in international relations. So I was required to take a course in either French or Spanish. I chose French. Well, our time is up for now.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks, ladies. Well, Gabe, are you ready for your 12 to 14 course meal? You're getting ready to go to a wedding, right?
Yeah, but the unfortunate thing is,
yes,
my friend is not Italian, so we won't have a 12 to 14 course meal. It's just going to be buffet style, because it's kind of a Western style wedding.
Okay. Yeah. Well, don't be too disappointed.
Yeah, but it still has good food, I'm sure.
I'm sure it's very good food. It is a wedding. Well, let's read here in our lesson. One traditional Italian dish is almonds covered in sugar. It represents the mix of sweet and bitter events in life. Oh, that's interesting. Now, typically when I hear this word mix, I think of the verb, and of course I think of baking, mm-hmm. mixing flour, sugar, eggs, and stuff together.
Right, you're mixing things together, you're combining them, putting mm-hmm. a couple of different things in one place. So when you have this idea of almonds covered in sugar, that's like mixing something that might be a little bit bitter with something sweet. Mm-hmm. So that's the mix of sweet and bitter events in life. Have you ever had a mix of emotions? Sometimes we talk about that. I feel a mix of emotions whenever I have to move from this place to somewhere new. I want to go somewhere new and experience new things, but I'm sad leaving my friends behind. That's a mix of emotions.
Well, there are many different ways that you can use this phrase, but right now it's time to review today's lesson with Linda in the editor's summary. Let's do it.
What are weddings and brides like in different places around the world? Well, clothing differs from area to area. In the West, brides usually wear long white dresses because white represents purity. In Japan, brides also sometimes wear white and sometimes may even paint their bodies and their faces white. But in India, brides wear the color of celebration, red. And in many parts of East Asia, brides change their dresses several times on their wedding day. In Morocco, brides wear colors that vary by region, and the bride and her helpers use the juice from henna plants to paint patterns on their skin. Feasts that include traditional dishes by region are very common. In Italy, almonds covered in sugar are served, and they show the mixture of sweet and bitter events in life. In Sweden, a feast can last up to 3 days.
Thanks, Linda. Okay, friends, I have to get going to that wedding. See you later.
Okay. Bye, Gabe. Well, anyway, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.